Welcome back to News Rant Finance for Thursday morning, August 6th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsrant.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Shaughnessy Maritime and United Maritime report Q2 results. Continue dividend track records. Shaughnessy Maritime Holdings Corp. and United Maritime Corp. reported strong second quarter results, with Shaughnessy declaring its 19th consecutive quarterly dividend, exceeding expectations. Shaughnessy's net revenue surged to $55.70 million, while United Maritime reported stable performance. Both companies continue to reward shareholders, with Shaughnessy focusing on fleet growth and United Maritime executing a strategic repositioning program. Analysts and investors remain optimistic about the company's future prospects in the dry bulk market.
NIN 5 deal launches 2026 FinTech MA report as fintechs outacquire banks for the first time on record. NIN 5 deal has released its 2026 FinTech MA report, revealing a historic shift as fintech companies outacquire banks for the first time on record. The report highlights the increasing value of licensed financial businesses and the importance of understanding the regulatory foundation in M&A transactions. With global fintech M&A volume expected to reach $40.60 billion in 2026, buyers and sellers are urged to consider the unique aspects of acquiring licensed entities in this evolving market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.